HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. So tonight we are doing live call-ins, and last week, actually the month of September, we've been talking about our stories. And last week we were talking about the relationships, more intimate relationships, and how our stories, you know, really are limiting and holding us back in our relationships. And tonight I want to just expand on that. I want to take our more personal relationships as well as our friends and family relationships, or any of your relationships that you are having, and looking at how our stories sort of keep us stuck and in our own way, and to really, you know, start to understand how this can happen and how we can move forward. So do give us a call. This is a nice live in call show to 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Also, we have instant feedback on newskyradio.com. So, you know, there are a couple ways of getting a hold of us, and, you know, please do, because this is your interaction allows us to, you know, get all of the thoughts out. And so it's really the best way of doing this. And this has always been a live call-in show. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we're looking at, you know, how to find your heart's way through uncovering our limiting beliefs, habits, and stories that hold us back in our relationships, not just our personal intimate relationships, but really all relationships. You know, what limiting beliefs, habits, and stories do you have? Our stories center around relationships with our family, friends, partners, co-workers, and or bosses. Really, our whole life is comprised of relationships, and relationships are where we learn the most. And certainly from an early age, the relationships we had with our parents really were what formed the stories, beliefs, and patterns that we currently hold with us now. So it's really important to start looking at those stories and start looking at how we sort of integrated them into our lives. Sometimes the stories of our parents also integrated into our lives. So we're not just looking at our own stories that we chose and picked up, learned, or developed. We also took on some of our parents' stories. And we also, just by being born onto this planet, took on the culture that we were born in, their stories. We took on, you know, the country we were born into. We took on some of their stories. So we have a whole slew of stories that we hold as this baggage that is part of who we are. And by becoming really clear and familiar with what stories really sort of trigger us, the more you'll be able to start having a little bit more control, or not necessarily control, but certainly more in charge of the way we respond in situations. And that's really what it's all about, because when we get into a relationship and we feel like we're getting triggered, so we immediately see that somebody is doing something to us, and that allows us to perceive that relationship in a certain way. And often we say, oh, why is this happening to me again? Why does everybody seem to betray me? Or why does everybody seem to leave me? Or why, you know, we have these particular stories that we sort of choose from and sort of live our everyday life with. And these are the stories that we need to be aware of, because really what's happening, And this may be something you chose to work through. It may be something you chose to come in here this life with. It may have been a way to work with the karma of your parents and help them work through some of their stories. Or it may have been something that you learned behavioral-wise that you chose or took on in this life to work through as well. So there's a whole bunch of different scenarios that could happen as to why it happened, but it really doesn't matter as to why it happened. What matters is that they are what is defining the perceptions of your life and the perceptions of your relationships. And when you can get to a place where you can truly identify the stories, no matter what somebody does or doesn't do, it will stop creating a reaction within you. It will, at some point, just be something that happens instead of something that's happening to me or somebody did something to me or, you know, it's this person's fault that this happened. And this is where we want to be able to come to. Not so much that, you know, we want people to walk all over us or we want certain situations to occur over and over again, but it's really the reaction and the response that we have that is what we can be in charge of. So this is what we're looking at tonight, looking at these stories, these limiting beliefs, these habits that we have that are holding us back and really making us feel stuck in our relationships. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or go to the homepage and click on the instant feedback and send us a message. So if we're held in certain stuck emotions from our childhood that are limiting us to creating the life we desire, they are keeping us in our head, it's making us choose fear over our hearts and love. And that's the other thing that I certainly talk a lot about in my shows, which is, you know, when we make a choice, when we make a decision, when we go through our day, when we're reacting, we're really reacting out of fear. And it doesn't mean that we're afraid. It doesn't mean it's, you know, a fear of spiders or a fear of abandonment necessarily, but it is that we are reacting instead of responding. And a lot of the times we can shift how we're feeling, because it always comes down to, you know, how are you feeling in this moment? The moments that we have stress, the moments that we have any type of pain, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, the moments that we feel really uncomfortable, those are the moments that we need to identify, because those are the moments that we are choosing fear instead of love. And if you can shift just that one thought to saying, am I in a state of fear or am I coming from a place of love? That can often be the way you can just completely shift the state you're in. And for a moment, I just want to talk about, you know, the energies that have been going on in the planet these last, you know, 6 to 8 weeks have been really intense. And, you know, just recently, Mercury came out of retrograde. Just recently, Pluto came out of retrograde. And, you know, things are starting to feel a little better. We still have a few tough astrological events that are going to happen this month. But, you know, I keep thinking that soon things got to get lighter and easier. But, you know, when we're in these types of situations, and it's not really always the planets that are making a difference, but it has a lot to do with our emotional state. And when we're feeling more vulnerable because of certain aspects that are going on, and if the energies are really tense or really heavy, often they can impact our energy. So if we're not at our best to begin with because there's so many things going on, then again, we're vulnerable, we're weaker, we're not in a state where we are 100% coming from a place of confidence, a place of awareness, a place of present moment. And it's that presence that we need to, you know, shift back into. When we can be, you know, clearly in our present moment, then all of the things that happen around us don't interfere as much as they have been. But because everything seems to be more vulnerable, the energies seem to be a little bit more stressful. This is why, you know, all of the things that are happening seem to be happening so intensely right now. So it's like everything's sort of coming into our face all at once. All of the issues that we thought we dealt with, all of the things that we'd been working on for years seem to be, you know, re-entering our lives. And it's not always, when these things happen, it's not always a bad thing. In some cases, it's just a reminder. In some cases, it's just to see how we are going to respond this time. And it is the response that we need to be most aware of. Because if we go back into our habits, our stories, our patterns, our beliefs, that's when, you know, that's when we're not quite in control. That's when we're not quite in charge of the responses we're having. And we're coming from this place of fear versus love. So we're going to go to break now, but I want you to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
just gotta know how far, yeah.
How far is heaven?
Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
How far is heaven?
'Cause I just gotta know how far.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website that will be starting, I guess, in a couple weeks. And it is live every Thursday night. Also, coming up in October, beginning October 4th, Jean Adrian and I will join up to offer you Voices of Soul. And that will be right here on the Sky. It will be Monday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that is an exciting new show that I'm looking forward to as well. So we got lots that I am doing on Intuitive Soul. And tonight we are talking about uncovering the stories. The stories that we use that are limiting our beliefs, our habits, holding us back in our relationships, not just our intimate relationship, but really all of our relationships. So that's relationships with our family, with our friends, you know, at work. So let's talk about that. It's a live call-in show, so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We also have instant feedback, and that's right on the homepage at newskyradio.com. So before the break, we've been really talking about, you know, whether we're choosing from a place of love or fear, what these stories are, and trying to help you identify the stories that are really the reactions that we have. And, you know, a lot of times we want to blame somebody. And, you know, we're so much a victim mentality society. So it's always easier to say, you know, well, this person did something to me, or, you know, the reason I'm in this situation is this. And it's not about blaming, and it certainly isn't about saying that it is your fault, because it has to do with neither of these. It really has to do with the stories that you are identifying with, the stories and beliefs and limiting beliefs that, you know, are what is currently defining your perceptions of how you are living your life. So if you can shift your mentality from looking at the other person and what the other person has done, so, you know, I want to give some examples here so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. So, you know, you're having, you know, a fight with your mother, and, you know, your mother, your parents are very good. They're probably excellent at knowing exactly what triggers to push to get you to react. And what you find is, probably anytime you're ever with your parents, you are reacting the same way now as you did when you were a child. And there's good reasons for that. But mostly it's because this is where the stories, you know, began. So you're having a fight. Maybe it's around Christmas time, you know, the holiday season, you're getting together. You know, you have these expectations. You want everything to be perfect. And, you know, your parents come in, your mother comes in and starts criticizing how you are cooking the turkey, or how you have cleaned your house, or, you know, things that feel like they're nagging you and they're triggering you. They're making you feel like you're not good enough, insignificant, you know, never able to do what your mother wanted you to do, or was never able to be who your mother wanted you to be. And so these are that story that I'm talking about. So we'll talk about it, especially when we get up to holiday season. But, you know, when you look at the person and say they are doing something to me, they are, you know, they are doing the same thing they've always done, and that is true. The thing is, it's our response to that. It's our reaction to that that is also the same as it always is. We have expectations that we want, you know, our family to change. We want our partner to change. We want our bosses to change. We're always looking outside ourselves and wanting somebody else to change. Or we take the other case where we are trying to help everybody else. So we put all of our energy into helping someone else instead of looking at ourselves. So these are the kinds of things that I talk about or mean when I say look at the stories. Instead of quickly blaming someone else. And I know it's really, really challenging. You're in the middle of, you know, driving to work and, you know, caught in between road rage. You want to blame the other person. You want to get upset when somebody, you know, flips you the finger, or when somebody cuts you off, or even worse, when somebody may hit you. Yet, what I want you to sort of sit back and look at is, what is it that they are triggering within you? What story? What is the underlying belief that you have? And a lot of times it does have to do with never feeling good enough, never feeling heard, never feeling like you're being seen for who you really are. A lot of times we have abandonment issues. Certainly that has been one of my key core issues. And so it's really identifying these underlying stories that are part of how we perceive the world we live in, and how we're always looking outside ourselves, always looking to blame someone else, or looking to help someone else, or looking to change someone else. And it's not that that's a bad thing, because it's not. But what we need to be able to do is to understand that these are part of our stories. This is the story we chose because of the way we were brought up as children. These are our triggers. These are the things that we do. And so the person that cuts you off in the morning, or may hit your car in the morning due to road rage because they, you know, got cut off, or they had a bad day or whatever, or the person, you know, that yells at you when you get into the office, or, you know, all of those little things that can happen that build up, that create this tension and stress and immediacy of needing, you know, something to shift. You get into this very heavy, dark energy and feeling like you're a victim and feeling this pain and this disappointment. And these are the things you need to see, that it's not the person, it's not the messenger, it's the message that you need to understand. It's not what the other people are doing, but it's that core story, that core belief, that core underlying story that's there, that continues to play itself out, that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not being heard, I'm not being seen for who I am. It's that story that we need to start looking at, so that we can start being in control of our lives and not having all of these other situations like our friends and our family triggering us, or our intimate partners. And certainly the most in our face is our intimate partners, because they're the ones that you spend the most time with. When we were children, who we spent the most time with was our family. So that's where most of these stories began and developed and built into our lives. And then then we you know, we got into our teen years, and it was all about our friends, and they started influencing us, and you know, that influence often led to us doing things to, you know, just to seek approval. And then when we got to our late teens and early 20s, it became our intimate relationships. And so now there is no greater relationship than our intimate partners or our animals or whatever it is that we see on a day-to-day basis. The family becomes less important. Our friends probably more important than our family in that we may see them more often. But all of these relationships, our work, we see quite frequently if we go into a job every day. And so those relationships probably trigger you as well and may trigger you more than, you know, your friends and family, except, of course, when you get together for a holiday and you're with your family and you feel like you're back at, you know, age 10 or less, when you feel that you're, you know, not being heard and all of those triggers happen. And you know, it certainly is the easiest when we are back in a family relationship. When we, you know, connect in for a week or a weekend or whatever we do when we connect in with our family over the holidays, you know, they can trigger us the most and usually get the most powerful reaction from us because it's that old. And it's also the one that began the story. So we're looking at stories. We're doing a live call-in show. This is September 15th. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. So we're looking at our stories. You know, our stories impact all of our relationships, as I said. And, you know, they appear to be on the outside, but these unrelated situations often, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, in some cases we can be triggered in an intimate relationship and then the same story may come up, the underlying cause of that story may continue to come up in different areas. So one day it can be our relationship with our partner. Another day it can be a relationship with a friend. Another day it could be our relationship with money. So it comes in so many different situations, and yet it elicits the same emotional reaction or emotional response. And it's often the same one that we had when we were children. So we just need to become aware of the stories that we tell ourselves. And what we usually do is we try to make ourselves feel better by convincing ourselves that we are the victim or the victor, but we're just really distracting ourselves from the awareness of what is making us feel so uncomfortable. And it's that uncomfort level, the uncomfortable emotions, that can really assist us to understand what those stories are. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
The thing that jamming was a thing of the past. set in Mount Zion and rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Pop to our war, we're jamming. See, I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming. So jam by my side. We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too. We're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming,
we're jamming, we're jamming.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, every Wednesday night, right here at 7 p.m. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week at 248-545-7685. And beginning on October 4th, Jean Adrian and I will be joining up to create a show called Voices of Soul, and that will be Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it. So tonight we are looking at, you know, our stories and the limiting beliefs and habits that sort of hold us back in our relationships, and trying what we've been working on is looking at finding our heart's way and uncovering our soul's purpose through opening up our hearts. And right now we're looking at, you know, the stories that sort of block us from that place. So give us a call. It is a live call-in show. It is September 15th at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And right before the break, I was sort of talking about the fact that, you know, it's our uncomfortable emotions that we need to become aware of. So whenever we're feeling anything other than in the present moment, in a space of peace and harmony, we need to be identifying why we're reacting in certain ways. And we need to be understanding that our reaction is really our perception to the story that we're holding, that we continue to recreate until we can stop reacting and come from a place where we're responding. And it's really our response that allows us to shift our lives. Because once we start to respond, which means we are more consciously aware of the response we have, and we're more consciously aware of whether we are in victim mode or whether we are in charge of our emotions and our lives and in the perceptions that we have, that, you know, once we're in this conscious awareness, then those things that used to trigger us, those things that came from the past, those things that feel like they still have an emotional charge, no longer impact us the way that they did. And so it shifts everything around us because our perceptions completely shift. And we're no longer this victim, but we're, you know, we're actively taking part in our lives, and we're responding to everything within our lives. So it becomes this dance instead of this heavy, emotionally thick reaction that we get involved in. And the other thing about it, of course, is that it's completely unconscious. We are not conscious. We are not present, and we are not therefore aware of these situations and how they impact our lives, and we're not aware of the story. So we really need to begin to identify, you know, the cause versus the effect. The effect is what we see when we get triggered. The effect is when we think it's somebody else's fault and we're the victim, or when we think we are right. And that's a big one too. You know, it's not always about us being a victim. A lot of the times, you know, the situations we get ourselves involved in is because we feel we're right. So therefore, the other person must be wrong and we're making a judgment. And all of that seems to impact our relationships as well. And that also, you know, whether we are right or wrong really is not what we're here to achieve. What we're really here to achieve is to become, to come from this place of love, to make choices and decisions from a state of love, to come from a deeper, more higher consciousness, so that it's not that, so that we're not stuck in this unaware, unconscious state where our stories impact our lives, but we are, you know, in a more empowered place. And we are responding instead of reacting. And we are coming from this place of love. So learning to identify the cause versus the effect. The effect is what we keep seeing. The effect is the story replaying itself over and over again. The cause is typically an emotion that hasn't been integrated. It's an emotion where I'm not worthy. I'm not, you know, all of the things that we've sort of been talking about tonight. That's the original cause, and that occurred when we were children, usually within the first 7 years of our lives, and they keep replaying over and over again because we haven't really integrated them. Because at that time, we weren't emotionally mature. We were really stuck in our felt perception. We didn't, a lot of times, didn't even have the communication, especially within the first 7 years. That means we're talking about being in the womb. That means we're talking about the first couple years before we could even articulate anything, nor did we understand communication enough to understand what this felt perception was, what these emotions, what these discomfort around us. We didn't know why we were feeling uncomfortable. We didn't understand what this discomfortable emotion was. So we were in disease. We were stressed. We were reacting. We were unconscious. And so it's really learning how to integrate all of those unexpressed, ununderstood emotions and bringing them into a more conscious place. Not necessarily trying to understand them from a mental perspective, because that takes us out of our felt emotions. What has happened is that we've become very inauthentic. We have not understood enough about our emotions. So we play these stories. We play this victim. We play all of these games because we're trying to make other people like us. We are trying to regain the unconditional love that we had at a very, very young age, when it didn't matter at all what we did, because we were loved and accepted for who we are. And sometimes some of us never got any of that, where we felt loved and accepted for who we are at any time, and that it always became about conditions. And so it's those conditions that were placed on us at a very early age that makes us try to make people like us. So we are being very inauthentic. We're wearing, you know, masks. We're playing games to try and get people to like us. And a lot of times, the biggest games we play are with our friends. Not so much our intimate partners, because, well, no, it happens all the time there too, but because they're there all the time, it's not as easy to play those games. But when it comes to our friends or our work colleagues, we play more games with them because we don't have to see them 24/7. So it's easier to pretend we're somebody else. It's easier to pretend we're, you know, more likable. And it's really unfortunate that this is the reason we create all of these stories and these beliefs, because we really truly are acceptable and lovable for who we are. Yet, because of the conditions that were placed at a very early age, we feel we're not. And so we continue to try and make people like us. And we do things that we don't even necessarily want to do. We say yes when we mean no, and we say no when we mean yes. And, you know, it's this cycle that continues the story. It's always these games that are being played that continue this dynamic story that is our lives and how we respond to it. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Thank you.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way and to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your own intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. Right now, I am offering a free 30-minute consultation to finding our heart's way and to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. We have a caller. It is Sarah from Phoenix. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I just wondered if I could ask you a question about a job.
Okay, we can try that. Sure, go ahead.
I've been dealing with Emily and Anna from a particular company. There are several companies I've been talking to about wanting to go to work for them. I haven't heard from anyone so far. But Emily and Anna from one particular company, and I wonder if you saw anything positive about me becoming employed there.
You know, I think there is definitely potential to connect there. I would pursue, remind them that you're still around and, see if there's anything that you can do to, because there's something that they're wanting I'm not sure what it is, but there's something that they're wanting. So, why don't you reconnect with one or both of them and see what it is that they need to sort of finalize this, because they don't seem to be immediately in need of you're self-employed or you're on contract, is that right?
I'm self-employed and wrote out a sketchy proposal on what it would take to pay for my services. I've been going in as a volunteer.
Right. Right. Talk to them. If you're doing volunteer work, that's a really good place to approach them from. And just, see what it is they're looking for and what they would require to, to contract you out. Because there's something there and it seems to be really good. It's just that it's unclear right now. There's something they need. There's something that seems to be unclear about what's happening. So I would pursue that and just, talk to them. Just find out what they're wanting. Since you're already there and doing volunteer work, it's not like, you're this obscure person. So it feels really positive. It's just that there's some things that are unclear. So try and figure out and find out from them what it is that they're needing to follow through.
Okay, because they're constantly raving about my work, and
right.
I finally said, this is an outline for me to continue there. This is what I would need to have happen, payment
right.
for my services.
Right. And that's fair, of course, right? So, but they obviously would, continue to not pay you. So just get clear about what they need to create what you're looking for.
Did they reject my proposal? Because I haven't heard.
I don't think they've rejected it. It's unclear as to, there's something that they're looking for that will definitely push it through quicker. And I would just talk to them and find out, what is it that they need. And, clearly you can't continue giving them, volunteer work because that, you need to make a living. And I think they understand that.
Hmm.
Okay. Let me know what happens, but pursue it, find out what it is that they need, and I would definitely keep it on the forefront and just keep sort of asking them.
Okay.
Okay? You're not going to be bugging them. That's not what this is about. So just keep asking. But find out. There's something that they need from you. There's something that's unclear that they want to get cleared up.
For me.
Well, you or the proposal or, you know, to finally finalizing the contract.
Well, will they call me?
I would push it. I would pursue it. I would be the one to ask them.
Okay.
Maybe even give them a deadline of when, you know, you can no longer continue volunteering.
Okay.
Just finalize it. Make it clear because there's something that's not clear. Because they'll continue to use you as a volunteer if you're going to continue to be there.
Yeah. Well, they haven't called me back. That's the
right
thing. They were supposed to have me there today and they didn't call me back.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, call them. Find out what they want. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we did get an instant feedback from Krista in Illinois. I'm always trying to search my past memories for answers and hope. I'm not sure why I keep doing this. Most of the stuff I think about is from the past. I'm not sure how to let go and live in the present. It seems like I don't have control over my thoughts, and then they just come to me. What is my insight? So, you know, in keeping with the flow of the evening, you know, our memories and our past, we can't be in the present. And having control of our thoughts, I know that the purpose of meditation is to have certainly those that talk about meditation refer to having more control over our thoughts. But really, we don't have a lot of control over our thoughts. What we can do is be in charge of our responses. What we can do is begin to quiet the mind by coming into full presence, by finding something that you love to do and using that to be very open to using our presence, using that place of peace, that openness, that the way our heart feels when we're in the present moment, when we're not focusing on the past, we're not worrying anxiously about the future, but we're just in the now. So it's when we take those breaths that we're very conscious. When we go on that walk that we can be conscious on, when we can connect with nature, when we do those things that we love, that is the time that we not necessarily have control over our thoughts, because our thoughts can still invade our ego, can still invade our space. But when we can be in the now, when we can be in that present moment, that allows us to have not necessarily more control over our thoughts, but to be in charge of the way we respond. And that's what we've been talking about. When I talk about the stories and how we keep reacting unconsciously, this is what you want to do. You want to come from this place of more presence. And so our ego loves to play the game of kicking us back into the past, because in the past, there's always going to be problems. And in the future, there's always this unknown. So we like to play between the past and the future. And right now, it's really, truly about rewriting the story. Changing our story can be the single most powerful way to change the world. This is what Mark Borax is talking about. And, you know, understanding the story that we have been playing and then, you know, shifting that to what is the story that our heart would rather experience, so we can change it at the cause instead of the effect, and we can just become more aware. So it's truly about coming into that place of peace and finding those things that really move us, make our hearts sing, open us up. So I'm Lori Houston. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio. And my website is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healings, and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. Right now, I want you to take advantage of the 30-minute free consultation on finding a heart's way and to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. May love and joy be the guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.